Hi, everyone. This is an archived show. Here's a two-minute preview.
If you had a process for opening your mail, like having it come through the spam filter, like we talked about, it's about this methodology that you practice on everything that comes in so you can find greater consistency. And once you have that, your map is more accurate. And then it's useful when you give other people directions on how to get where they want to go.
Right. And what I was saying is that there's no innate ethics in a democratic system. Right? Like Cecil Rhodes got up in the morning and maybe looked at himself in the mirror and said, I deserve to control other people by force.
No, he had a slave tell him that, probably.
But the ordinary people do the same thing. They say, I deserve to control other people by force if I'm in the larger group of people.
Well, right? that's just twisted to start with. It's twisted that any of us were conditioned to accept that as some sort of reality. And I think once you realize that's what goes on. Right. It's a lack of thinking.
It's a lack of critical thinking.
But it's a problem. It's a problem innate in that system too. I mean, that's like the idea.
Well, the slaves can only be slaves by their lack of ability to be able to think. So,
agreed.
That's why creating a critical thinking meme, a trivium meme, is so important.
Because we all practice citizisms all day, things that we parrot, that we've been conditioned to know, but we've never really thought about. And critical thinking, the systematic form, forces you to question things. It's like, I might use something like knock on wood or something like that. And Jan would say, hey, wait, what does that mean? Are you using a citizen? And I'd be like, oh, you got it. Yeah, totally, dude. Thank you.
Oh, that's cliche.
when people sneeze, it's good to tell them, may the force be with you. That kind of can lead to a conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, it's those little things that change it up, and it's just like every time you recognize a cliche, if you can prevent yourself from proliferating that cliche or that cynicism, that thing that you heard, because we've all been taught to do it. It's like it used to be like in single life, you'd go out and you'd try to meet new people and you'd try to talk about interesting things, and I bet 99% of the people listening were just like the rest of us, and we would parrot things that we heard from other experts or people on TV or the Wall Street Journal or whatever. Never thinking about those things ourselves. And then people would, you know, who thought for themselves would argue with you. And finally, you get the point that, wow, I'm incompetent. I have not been questioning all these things. And the person I just encountered clearly does. I have to have some respect for that person for making it clear, because that fact has avoided me for the first 30 years of my life.
Hi there, listeners. This is Brett. I have some bad news and some fantastic news. First of all, the bad news. This show has been archived. It is no longer available in the regular podcast feed. Now, I know what you're saying. You thief! What could possibly be the fantastic news? Well, the show is still available at schoolsucksproject.com in a special bonus content section we call the AV Club. We ask for $6 a month. We do that because it is the only way we have to support this show. We don't do advertising. We don't take money from think tanks or secretive groups. We don't get any government funding, if you can believe that. It's never even been offered. Just listener support. And if you join the AV Club, you'll get a lot more than just audio archives. You'll also gain access to behind-the-scenes audio and video, unreleased podcasts, unreleased live shows, the After School Sucks special, a late-night adults-only bonus show that we do after our live call-in show, pre-shows, School Sucks home movies, and unreleased video shows. At this point, there is almost as much content in the AV Club as there is in the regular podcast feed. Tons of videos, a lot of really funny stuff. Oh, you can also get my Wheels Off Liberty archives. There's a comedy podcast that I used to do. Those archives are available nowhere else on the internet. So let me just say this again. It's the only way we have to support the show financially, and we need your support. So if you're enjoying School Sucks Podcast, go to schoolsucksproject.com, click on the support tab, and then click Join AV Club, and you can see all the options. Thank you for listening. I hope you continue to enjoy the show.